You're listening to the Jake and Kyle Show, coming right at you.
Just so freaking talented, just... he's gyrating, dude.
No, dude, he's like fucking his DJ. He looks so weird, man.
Oh,
look
I
at
know.
His face, dude.
Yeah, he's so into it.
He's so weird.
Yeah, there's like some interesting, like some weird.
That's sounds like a Jamaican vibe. He was doing Middle Eastern
shit
earlier.
I'm getting Middle Eastern slash like.
Who did he look
vibes.
At there, dude? Is he looking at you? Look at a Long John and do this to him? Did you see that? Big change up.
Big change up.
I love how he's got the lights. I bet he's just got one of those shitty Walmart disco balls on the ground.
Yeah, like the lights over there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure is.
I like to see that guy's internet search history.
Oh, God.
Probably a ton of kiddie porn on there.
Oh, there's some fucked up shit on there.
Oh, I know.
Probably horse porn. He probably just sits there jerking off to his own tracks. Some horse just... absolutely sodomizing some poor woman's anus.
Oh my god.
Poor woman. She probably likes it. This guy likes it though. That's a weird thing.
Yeah, totally.
Oh. Listen to this. Just listen to this exact track.
Yeah, like girls are totally gonna be totally impressed with him just flicking knobs and scratching records. Oh, yeah. I'm totally a badass. Yeah, put the headphones on, too.
Now he's got his headphones on. He had them off. Like, what the
yeah, he just doing? Had them held just to one
are
ear.
Are they even plugged in?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
I don't
are
think
they even
plugged,
plugged
in?
In?
I think this guy's a phony. Now he's taking them off.
He's a
why?
Big phony. Why would you just take them off and put them back on? Or put... Nah, oh, vice man. Versa. I don't know either.
It's like he's been poisoned or something. He's fucked.
He's probably had some weird strange drugs or something.
Yeah, he looks seriously fucked.
Yeah, I know. He's just loving this.
Like, I love how he's like looking at his knobs, like he's got an ear for these
yeah,
sounds.
Just fondling them.
Probably doesn't even know what they fucking are.
I don't know what these do.
Probably not, dude.
Oh, yeah, they just make random noises. Yeah, just.
Oh, big breakdown.
Yeah.
I know Jamaican. Does he even know what the lyrics are? Is it
I don't know.
This is. Now he's on his computer. Now is he even chewing gum? Why is he doing that?
Is he doing the computer? Yeah, the
I'm hearing the slight scratching. I don't really hear that anything in the mix changing.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Seems like he's just got his computer there, he's playing his tracks or whatever.
Yeah, and then he just occasionally flicks a knob and then scratches the record.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, it does, like. Yeah, I don't know what
almost seems.
Yeah,
he's
I can't.
His headphones off and putting them back on.
Yeah, it's like he's got like some kick or something, some like Tourette's type thing.
That's it. Yeah, Tourette's.
Well, there are actual like festivals like this EDM festivals where like some guy's scratching a record and shit, and then there's like people just cheering and shit, dancing and like they're on like ecstasy and
there's
shit.
There's one chick, yeah, just sitting there drooling on ecstasy to this.
Yeah, and then it's Molly or whatever the hell it's called now.
Just drooling. Yeah, looking right
and
at
I'm
him.
Wearing some weird provocative outfit.
With
and stuff.
Big, yeah, big puppy dog yeah. Eyes just fucked out of her brain.
Oh, totally. I even thought about going to one of those to pick up chicks. I probably would.
I'd get a headache, dude.
Oh, I would too. This is like garbage.
I see the pictures. The girls look pretty good.
Oh, totally.
But
I don't know. It's probably not my scene.
If you're not wearing rave gear, they're going to catch on to you, you know?
What do you mean? Yeah, they're not gonna be into you. Yeah, I gotta. I guess I gotta dress in some weird.
Kind of goofy, bro. I couldn't. Wear
yeah, it kind of is totally.
I don't know.
I've recorded this. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't care, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, audience.
Yeah.
I hope you can see this. Just kidding.
Hello.
It's horrible.
Yeah. This could just be a sound bite or something.
God. What are you doing?
What is with the knobs? Why? What are you trying to accomplish here?
Just moving them all slightly.
Yeah, this one's at 12 o'clock. No, I gotta move it to like 9 o'clock. Like, it's not even changing the song.
There, I noticed it a bit.
Then he takes the needle off the record. We got the head, not the one earpiece on.
Oh my god.
He's going back to searching stuff on the internet.
What if he was just like, no. Like all his porn.
Yeah, all his porn just like, just friggin' is like, being like broadcast through the friggin' sound system.
Just gnarly sex noises and he just panics and he starts like trying to mix them like,
friggin' weird. Fucked up like horse noises and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fucking fart porn and stuff like that, yeah.
Fart porn is so gnarly, bro.
Why? It's freaking weird.
No, it's not gnarly in a good way.
Why?
It's just gross, man.
Oh, yeah, I know it is. But, yeah, but that's weird.
Yeah, dude. Oh. Dude, I thought I was watching this video of this guy. And he was just like, had his face in this chick's ass and leggings, and she just kept farting on his face. It was so gross.
Fucking gross.
Dude, and the guy was like loving it. He had his like face stuffed in there. He's like, oh, yeah. it was so gross, dude.
Yeah. You just have the weirdest fucking things on your phone. Like,
I believe my. No, just like.
Yeah, like, I remember you showing me like those photos of like those guys, the black cocks and shit. Like,
oh, dude, I got a bunch of those on me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess.
I got some new ones if you want to see.
Yeah, sure, why not? You're going to show them to me anyway.
Yeah, it's just fun to catch you by surprise, but I'll just show you.
How graphic are they, though?
This is a guy with tits or a chick with a dick trying to lick it.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't know.
Friggin' like
reach or not.
14-inch Pringles can.
This one's gotta be Photoshop.
Oh, there's no fucking way in hell that's like that.
That's just not right.
What? Why do you even have that on your phone? That's what I wanna know.
I just like sending them to people.
Just randomly.
Look at this chick's all serious. She's trying to look all sexy.
Oh, good lord.
Ew. What is this? Ah. These are gnarly.
Well, the music's now in English, so we can now understand the lyrics.
I'm sure they're very meaningful.
Oh, they're so... Oh, God. It's a friggin' anthem that he's playing.
What the fuck? Is he, like, really culturally diverse or something? Like,
I don't know.
This is fucked.
Well, I mean, Canada is a multicultural country. You have to respect that.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately. Like, what is the meaning of that? There's, like, some fireplace in the corner. Like, when did they put that in there? That wasn't there when I was performing there.
I don't know, it's just an aesthetic of the place. It makes it look all fancy and nice.
Yeah, and then, like, and then, like, the showroom, they have, like, the stoop, like, all this weird stuff and like, the lobby and everything. And
yeah.
I don't get that.
It's kind of like a hippie vibe.
Yeah,
cool.
You kind of get that.
I fuck with it.
Yeah, it's fun to an extent.
I could see us having a show there one day, like, you know.
Yeah, the only way I could see us playing the showroom is just out of, like a fan, the fans or whatever, like a free show.
Hella. Yeah, for sure.
For the fan club or something. Oh, he's got his vape.
Oh,
what a
no.
douche. What a douche with his...
Long John's letting him do that?
For his fucking pussy stick. Yeah, Long John just comes out and says, hey, no vaping. No vaping. We gotta encourage people to listen to music sober. All of a sudden, Randy Marsh just comes up. No pussy sticks. No siree.
Yeah, dude.
You're getting sober on me, are you?
Fruity little pussy stick.
Well, that's, like, it's like... Like, they're just as bad for you as, like, actual, like, smoking an actual cigarette.
Yeah, I feel like feeding on it all day.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's like, there was a case in Quebec where this fucking punk kid, he got freaking lung cancer because of,
Really?
Just, or some, like, respiratory problem because he was just vaping constantly.
I hear about that, yeah. It's bro. If you, like, sit and suck on it
all day. And if you got these fruit flavors and shit, like, they're freaking marketed to children. It's like the same thing with the booze, like the Palm Bay, the Okanagan cider. Like, it's all sweet because it's marketed like pop.
Dude, it is. It's like too sweet, bro. You can't have like more than a few of them.
Well, I know.
They're good though. Sometimes
they are good, but
yeah, they do taste like pop, bro.
Oh, it's
and they're like 500 calories a can or something. Fuck.
I like it's really bad for me now. Like, I'm like. I'm downing like a shit ton of beer lately.
Oh, dude, don't worry.
Yeah,
that's chill.
Well, I mean, we're in a freaking metal band. Makes sense.
Yeah, dude, don't worry. Beer's fucking good.
Look, there's this classic photo of Iron Maiden I wanna recreate where they're at a bar and like we're just chugging beer.
Yeah. I know. I like booze too. As long as you're moderate, dude, you're fine.
Oh, for sure.
And you're productive, like.
I'm the functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, dude, I'm the alcoholic. Yeah. Bro. Yeah, like, unless you start, like, waking up with a bottle of vodka and having a shot, like, and getting withdrawals, you're not an alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, there was a period where I did quit drinking for, like, a couple months. Because it was bad. Like, this is when I came back from Alberta. Like, my drinking was bad when I was in Alberta. Like, I was drinking, like, every fucking day because I was so anxious and shit.
Yeah, dude. For
and real. Then, like, I quit and then I just got all the shakes and everything. It was pretty bad, but
oh shit, you never told me that.
Yeah, but then I just tired. And then once I was in the mood I'm in now, like I don't think it's a problem now.
Oh dude, you're fine, just as long as you don't get like shakes. That's fucked. I like drank it every day before, but I never gotten like the shakes. I could always just stop.
Yeah, well, it's because I was like stopping, like quit. It's also because I think I did a cold turkey.
Yeah,
so I don't do it, but now what the hell is this fucking guy looking up on his laptop?
You gotta get you on a drinking
streaming
schedule, like,
this has been going on for 90 minutes. It says started streaming 90 minutes ago. This guy cannot have been doing this for 90 minutes. Dude, just if you're gonna wear your headphones, wear them properly, fucktard.
Fuck yeah.
Like, good lord.
It's like weird. He's twitchy, dude.
Like, yeah, this guy's been doing meth probably. He's twitching all the time.
Yeah, Long John decorated him in a nice shirt.
Yeah, dressed him up. Put the hat, the douche way.
Gave
like,
him a clean shave.
Yeah, there he goes vaping again. Yeah, I got a vape.
What's in that thing?
Probably like. Yeah, it's probably, I don't know.
He's buzzing, though.
Oh, he's buzzed, for sure. He probably smoked a little ganja before he came on stage.
In the green room.
Yeah, he looked like, oh, am I done for the night? So, like, probably the sound guy was like, yeah, I'm gonna wrap this up.
I wonder if this guy knows, he's like, oh, there's longer, he's probably like, oh, there's two guys watching your thing, and there's one guy watching the
live.
Yeah,
thanks for coming, Bob. Yay! You're welcome, man.
Dude, he's gonna be like, thanks for watching to us. We're probably the only people watching. One watching?
Yeah, that's us. One watching.
He's gonna be like, just thanks for watching, guys.
Or Toto would probably get more fucking viewers than him. He'd steal the fucking show.
Oh, yeah. Fuck shit up. Burn, burn.
He's got his phone there, too. I just noticed. I'm surprised this guy hasn't had a seizure yet because of all the fucking flashing lights.
Yeah, this is. I bet you he gets notified when people start watching, so he's just giving it.
No, yeah.
He's doing this all
for all of a sudden, he's done it. There's like zero people watching.
Yeah, I just want him to be done and be so, like, thanks, guys. And we've just been sitting here roasting him the whole time.
Yeah, and he says thank you. And I go, fuck you!
Dude, I've been watching those roast videos lately. It's funny.
Totally.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
I don't know either. I find it entertaining. I'm actually kind of amused by it.
What's he thinking about?
Yeah, he's like, fuck, I gotta go to my gotta go to work tomorrow. Fuck.
Yeah.
Kill my shitty boss.
He looks like he's getting fried out.
Yeah, he's probably tuckered out now.
Type of beer you like to get? I remember you got those honey badgers at one time. That's what I always get. Those are fucking good.
Yeah, I've been drinking Lucky Extra lately. It's how freaking white trash I am now.
What's the extra? Is it like extra it's percentage? Like higher?
6%, but it's all, I buy it because it's cheaper than the actual Lucky.
Oh, really?
I find that really fucked up. It's, that's weird. It is.
There's a bunch of weird little things like that at the liquor store. Like the Caribou's, like the 8-packs are like fucking only 11 bucks.
Yeah, there's this one beer I've been drinking a lot of like Irish type beer, like the malt.
Oh yeah.
So it's like there was this one. It wasn't Guinness. It was
Hello.
It was like some. It's called Kill. It's funny because I thought of South Park when I bought it. It's like Kill Kenny, and it's spelled K-I-L and then Kenny with an E-Y at the end, and it's from Ireland, but it's actually pretty good. It's
nice.
A bit lighter than what Guinness is, but it was still pretty good.
Nice.
But yeah, I've been drinking a lot. I've just been drinking Lucky. I bought some Coke in it on my way home from work.
Oh, yeah.
But,
It's alright. It's kind of lighter, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to be able to drink the lighter beers, but now I, like, just taste them, and they're just kind of too watery for me, even if it's,
like
5% even sometimes.
No, like, with the Lucky Extra you get, it's definitely a crisp taste for sure.
Six? It probably doesn't even taste that much more bitter.
Nah, you don't really... I definitely notice when you drink the regular. Oh, he's done now. I notice with like the regular Lucky, it's you can taste like the hops a lot more. But with like the
Better now that he's not there.
Yeah, for sure. like with the Lucky, it's not the Lucky Extra. It's not like that.
Sorry, dude.
Hang it.
Getting all gay.
Yeah.
Is that a trainer head?
Yeah, I think so.
I should snag that.
Those things are made in Canada, apparently. Oh, he's back. Is he smoking a freaking joint now? Is that why he left the stage?
I thought you weren't allowed to do that in here.
Yeah, like, there was some rapper on stage at the show one time. This chick brought a bottle of beer, and then Long John kicked her out. But you're allowed to smoke pot? That's really weird.
This is...
Maybe Long John gave that to him.
I'm gonna be straight up. This is an abomination.
Oh, it's
this is
it's an insult.
This is why
we
want to go to the showroom because
this is just garbage like this. You know, like even when my old band Political Statement played at the showroom, it was like us vying for glory and like strategic abuse. And then they had this fucking like African music band. It was just like. Like no offense to them, but it's like it does like
against
like,
the thematic of the
yeah,
show.
It's like look. Like, it's like, you just want to grab Long John and just fucking shake him and be like, look, if you're gonna fucking do a show, you gotta have bands that are the same genre. If you're gonna have a jazz show, have jazz musicians and jazz groups.
Or at least similar.
Or like similar. Maybe. And if you're gonna do a fucking rock show, you get rock bands. You know, like...
That's fucked.
It's just irritating.
And it's irritating for the guy doing it. Like, you'd be stupid to accept that gig as a
performer. I know. And it's especially for the that isn't the genre that is.
It's stupid for both people.
Well, yeah, like, why would you be like, no? Like, it just takes the
there's, like,
focus
two
of
well-rounded people there that are fucking in a metal mood. They're gonna have to get into a different mood.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to... Yeah, it's like, I'm not trying to sound rude at all, but it's...
I'm sure it was good for what it was.
Well, it was interesting, but it just did not fit the event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my phone's dying now, so I gotta kind of end this recording.
That's okay. There's
yeah, but, for sure. Anyway, this is the Jake and Cal Show. Hope you guys have a good day, and we're signing off.
Yeah, signing off. See y'all.